Here is the news first, the headlines. President Prabowo inaugurates 961 regional heads in a mass ceremony. The national socioeconomic single data to be finalized soon. Food stocks are more than sufficient ahead of Ramadan. I'm Nugo Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news. This year's regional head inauguration marks a historic moment. Indonesian President Prabowo officially inaugurated 961 regional heads and their deputies at the same time at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. Ofra has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo officially inaugurated 961 regional heads and their deputies at the President Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. This mass inauguration is the first time in the history of the Republic of Indonesia.
I would like to congratulate you on your inauguration. I would also like to congratulate you on the mandate given to you by the people of your respective regions. I would also like to congratulate you on your election as regional heads. I think this is a historic moment for the first time in our country. We inaugurate 33 governors, 33 deputy governors, 363 regions, 362 deputy regions, 85 mayors, 85 deputy mayors, with a total of 961 regional heads from 481 regions.
As a symbol of the integration, six regional leaders stood before representatives of each religion to take the oath of office. However, all regional leaders took the oath of office at the same time.
The Central Bureau of Statistics will soon finalize and update the national socioeconomic single data, which will become the sole reference for the distribution of government assistance. Dora Pardede has the details.
Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti, revealed that the Bureau will immediately finalize and update the national socioeconomic single data as ordered by President Prabowo Subianto in Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025. This was conveyed by Amalia during a press conference after her inauguration as the head of the Central Bureau of Statistics at the State Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday. Amalia explained that the National Socioeconomic Single Data will be the single reference for ministries and agencies in carrying out development programs, including to distribute assistance from the government.
Jadi data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional ini.
The National Socioeconomic Single Data is to unify all data so that later development programs will use the same reference, and of course later the National Socioeconomic Single Data will be used for government assistance programs.
Data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional akan digunakan untuk program bantuan-bantuan pemerintah.
Amalia further explained that in the process, the Central Bureau of Statistics will cooperate with other ministries and agencies that are also involved in updating the national socioeconomic single data. Some of the ministries and institutions involved include the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ministry of Social Affairs, Ministry of Home Affairs, and Ministry of Finance. In addition to inaugurating Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti as a head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated ministers and a number of agency heads and deputy agency heads at the State Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. The President inaugurated Brian Yuliarto as Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology. Muhammad Yusuf Ateh as head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. Agustina Arumsari as deputy head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. Sony Hari Budi Utomo Harmadi as deputy head of the Central Bureau of Statistics. And Nugroho Sulistyo Budi as head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, has reopened the possibility of lowering the benchmark interest rate in 2025. However, the decision is still subject to the development of global economic condition. Ofra has the details.
The Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, Governor Peri Wirjoyo stated that there is still room to lower the central bank rate. However, the timing will depend on global dynamics. This was conveyed in the press conference of the central bank's board or governors meeting on Wednesday, 19 February 2025. Peri explains that Indonesia's low inflation is one of the factors that allows for further rate cuts. The move is also in line with the central bank's efforts to boost the country's economic growth.
Ketidakpastian global yang tetap tinggi ini terus memerlukan penguatan respon kebijakan yang terus ditingkatkan.
The still high global uncertainty continues to call for enhanced policy responses, which will further be improved to mitigate the impact of the spread. To maintain stability and promote domestic economic growth. Indonesia's economic growth remains good and needs to be further encouraged. In the fourth quarter of 2024, the growth was recorded at 5.02% year-on-year, an increase from 4.95% in the previous quarter, bringing full year 2024 growth to 5.03% year-on-year.
Pada triwulan sebelumnya. Sehingga secara keseluruhan tahun 2024 mencapai 5.03% year on year.
Furthermore, Peri explains that the Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, had previously cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.75% in January 2025. The decision was taken in response to the downwards revision of economic growth forecast. Meanwhile, the central bank continues to monitor the impact of the government's fiscal policy and the Asta Cita programs on economic growth.
The government guarantees food stocks ahead of Ramadan are more than enough. Dora Pardede has the details.
Food stocks ahead of the holy month of Ramadan 1448 Hijriah are more than sufficient. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman in a press conference after a limited coordination meeting in Jakarta Wednesday. Amran explained that the availability of rice in the logistic agency Oder Bulog is very high, reaching 2 million tons of rice. In the press conference, he also emphasized that food sales should not exceed the highest retail price.
When it comes to data protection, it is indeed a shared concern because the agency is not the only institution responsible for handling all aspects of data protection. It requires hard work and collective awareness because once again, when we talk about cyber and data, we're not only talking about systems and hardware, but also awareness.
Amran Sulaiman even revealed the government will act decisively to those who violate it by revoking the business license of those selling above the highest retail price. Amran further said that market operation will be held throughout Indonesia. He also promised that the price of cooking oil will be lower than that of last year. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, BSSN, Nugroho Sulistyobudi, stressed the importance of awareness and vigilance in the protection of personal data to prevent digital fraud. Ranoff has the detail.
The head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, Nugroho Sulistyobudi, stressed the need for collective awareness to build vigilance in protecting personal data. Speaking at the press conference at the Stage Palace in the Jakarta on Wednesday, Nugroho explained that awareness and vigilance are crucial to prevent fraud attempts that exploit digital defense.
Terkait dengan perlindungan data, memang itu menjadi
shared concern because the agency is not the only institution responsible for handling all aspects of data protection. It requires hard work and collective awareness because once again, when we talk about cyber and data, we're not only talking about systems and hardware, but also awareness.
Perangkat keras, tapi juga awareness.
Nugroho emphasized that awareness and caution can prevent various forms of digital fraud, such as phishing, where often their trick victim into revealing their personal information. He explained that such attack cannot be completely prevented by system or device alone, as they often rely on social engineering tactics that exploit a person's lack of awareness. He therefore urged journalists to play a role in increasing public awareness of the importance of being cautious when sharing personal data in digital space.
Revised law ending public controversy on giving mining concessions to universities. Rama Sitki Pratama has the details.
The revised Act on Coal and Minerals Mining was passed into law by the Indonesian House of Representatives, ending public controversy on giving mining concessions to universities. A House of Representatives from the centrist Golkar Party and member of the House's Legislation Board, Carmila Sari, on Wednesday, February 19th, said the House and the government agreed to annul the provision of mining concessions to universities, citing the public pressure. She said the universities only act as mining beneficiaries.
We see that there is controversy on one hand. It is considered not independent. And on the other hand, it also disrupts their focus in the field of education. Finally, we took a middle path where higher education is a beneficiary. If there are large universities that already have business ventures and they can collaborate with business entities, whether it be private or state-owned companies, they are welcome to do so in the form of joint company or cooperative.
The revised act was made on Tuesday, February 18th, during a House of Representatives plenary session. Some key highlights in the newly passed act include concessions and permits, domestic needs, downstream development, community involvement, and environmental audits. It allows social and religious organizations to manage mines. However, the universities can only manage mines through assignments by state-owned companies, in which campuses in need will be given research funds or scholarship assistance.
Professor at Bogor-based IPB University and Chairman of the Indonesian Nutritionists and Food Expert Association said that consuming nutritious food is the key to success of the free nutritious meal program. Ranoff has the details.
Adequate nutrition play a critical role not only in maintaining good health, but also in supporting cognitive function, physical performance, and productivity. This was said by Professor Hardinsyah, a professor at Bogor Ardi Cultural University and chairman of the Indonesian Nutrition and Food Expert Association, during an interview on Morning Talk Voice of Indonesia on Thursday. He emphasized that adequate nutrition is a key prerequisite for building a healthier and more productive future generation in Indonesia.
Yeah, nutrition is very important it's not only for health, but also for the cognitive function and physical and productivity of each of the people, yeah.
Mm.
So with the better nutrient intake, better nutritional status, people will have a good physical performance,
mm-hmm.
have a good cognitive performance and mental performance, and also have a better health. So it is a prerequisite if we would like to have a future better generation in Indonesia.
In supporting the free nutritious meal program, Bogor Ardi Cultural University has played an active role in developing a food provision model that not only alleviates hunger but also ensure a balanced diet. Professor Hardinsyah revealed that the program has shown positive progress since its implementation began in January 2025.
The Indonesian martial arts pencaksilat is currently rapidly developing in the world. The development of pencaksilat is not only in the Southeast Asian region, but also in other countries in the ASEAN and European continents, and has even spread to the African and American continents. As stated by Edi Suhartono, pencaksilat coach from East Java, when confirmed by RRI in Malang, East Java on Wednesday, he said that during the 20th World Pencaksilat Championship in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, December 18 to 22, 2024, Kenya won one silver medal. Meanwhile, the American continent was represented by United States, which participated in the championship.
For
episode 3 from all, Africa already has Kenya. There are two countries, one of which is Kenya. Not much talked about yet, but surprisingly, Kenya managed to win one silver medal. That's cool. Only the United States participated in the last championship. Our colleagues in the US want to hold the All-American Pencaksilat Championship. One of the coaches wants to hold a championship there.
Pencaksilat martial arts began to be popular internationally when it was first competed in the 14 SEA Games in 1987 in Jakarta. Then it was also introduced at the ASEAN Games in Busan, South Korea in 2002. And in 2010 in Jakarta, Indonesia hosted the World Pencaksilat Championship. Recently, the World Pencaksilat Championship was held in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates on December 18 to 22, 2024 and was taken part by 1,100 participants from 57 countries.